we first begin just on one side of the sheet that we handed out, which is from the Sefer Rabbanan Kaddisha, which is a little bit again of an appreciation of the Ramchal, and told us a little bit also about the various challenges that he faced. As we go along, maybe we'll talk about it a little more, because there are some interesting documents in the writings, in the private writings and from the diaries of the Ramchal himself, which is not popular at all. But this has been researched out, how he reacted to the various oppositions, to his Seder in Avodas Hashem and so on and so forth, which was not understood by many of his peers at the time due to his young age and the high madrigas that he had attained at that young age was misinterpreted by many. If you take a look here, it says the Ramosha Chaim Lutzatu Mesil Tisharim, you see a few interesting points. This is, the Sefer Bona Kaddisha actually brings this from an earlier source, who writes, Malas Harav Hamufla Hamakubal Helokai Hachosid, Marain Ramosha Chaim Lutzatu Zecha Tzadi Vikodesh Lavrocha, Meir Padova, who lived Bizman Hagoin Rav Lamprunti. Rav Yitzchak Lamprunti was the Pachad Yitzchak, not to be confused with Rahutna's Pachad Yitzchak. Altogether different. We're talking about hundreds of years ago. The Pachad Yitzchak that we're talking about here, Rav Yitzchak Lamprunti, was from Italy, who lived in Ferraro. And Rav Yitzchak Lamprunti, as a matter of fact, he was born in the late 1600s and lived in the 1700s. And he wrote this encyclopedic work, phenomenal work, many, many volumes, more than 10 volumes, of the Seder Aleph Beis, starting with all different inyonim and shas and haloche, and items going with the Seder Aleph Beis and bringing his opinions. In addition to his chochm and gavul b'toyer and habot ha-satoyer, he also was a physician, where he studied there in the various universities in Italy. He was known as Rav Yitzchak Lamprunti. And again, he was a recognized gadol of his time. And the Ramchal, as he points out, lived at that particular time in Padova. Also, Maharbach. Maharbach, l'chayu, what he means is, this is another great Baal Mekubal, but known as Rav Binyamin Kohen. And then, of course, Marein Rav Yeshayahu Rabbi Shel Rav. Ramchal was a Talmud of Rav Yeshaya Basan, who was brought down, the Mahri Basan was brought down also in the Ketos HaChoshin, in Choshimishpil, got the various halochis, the famous Kashik, rather, and the Teretz, which is discussed by the Mahri Basan, who was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. Hanikra b'fi kol, the Ramchal is called Harav HaMagid Shokil Kedosh Padova. Why was he called Harav HaMagid? Mipnei shememenu shomu, shohoyo hamalach medaber imoy. Because the Ramchal maintained that he had a malach that came and taught him. It was the malach that was medaber imoy v'hoyo le'magid min ha-shemayim, kemoy Moreno Rabbi Yosef Karo, as is known, Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, there's a sefer called Magid Meishorim, where there is written the Torah that the Malach, the Magid, gave over to Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, in Nister. Similarly, the Ramchal claimed that he also had a Malach. Shoyim Megalo Lo Yisoydis V'Rozat Torah. We find by Rabbi Yosef Karo that he had a Magid that revealed to him Yisoydis and secrets of Torah. There were two groups of Gedoyim Yisrael regarding the attitude towards the Ramchal. Halolu Maiminim Leskusay. There are those who sided with him, right? As he pointed out, namely Harav Amfursim Goyim Doiroy. That was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. Rein Rabbi Yeshayo Boson Raboy. And then also in addition was Harav Achosid Mekubal Elikai Rein Rabbi Yomen Akoyin Merigio, also from Italy. And this Baal Mekubal, Rabbi Yomin, who in his time was recognized as one of the greatest Baal Mekubal, a lot of the names here at Bechlal we're not familiar with, certainly not in average conversation. We find there that Rabbi Yomin HaKoyin, Shehipil Techinosa Lefonot, that he actually requested and he pleaded with Ramchal, Sheyishal Mahamagit Sibis Cholyoy. Rabbi Yomin HaKoyin turned ill, turned sick. And he actually requested from the Ramchal, being that he has a Magid, a Malach Min HaShemayim, that he should try to figure out from the Malach the siba of his sickness. So, Bekitzer, Rabbi Yomin Kohen sided with Ramchal. Ramchal's Rabbi Rabbi Shai Boson sided with him. Harav Hamufle. Rain Rabbi Yaakov Avuav. There should be a hey. Rabbi Yaakov Avuav. Rabbi Yaakov Avuav was in Venice. At that time, one of the great people, Ben Agoin Akosa Devar Shemuel. Also Rav Akosa Rabbi Yisrael Kimchi Balavoides Yisrael. Rain Rav Kolboy, Rabboni Livorno. Mahari Irgaz Baldivra Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef Irgaz. Again, one of the greatest Balam Mukabalim of all time. Machaber of Divra Yosef Yisrael Ramunim. All these old people, they live in the 1700s. In the first part of the 1700s. And Moreno Rav Aviat Sar Sholem Basilio. Also, if you look up in the various writings of in Svarim that deal with Gedolei Yisrael of that period, he was the person also great Baal Mekubal, as you can tell from his name. And Rav Shimshin again, Romanis, member of David Chaim Pinchi, he happened to be a father-in-law of the Ramchal. These were all Rabbonim and Tova. And he says, so you have these Gedolei Yisrael, well-known Gedolei Yisrael at that time, that were on the side of the Ramchal. And then you have a Halolu Masmilin, L'chai Voshuk. Then you had on the other side, you had a different camp, those that were against him. Umedabrim Toyo, and they push it, they speak very negative, al Soidoisov, al Devorov. Kemoya Chocham, he was the fiercest, was the Moshe Chagiz. The Moshe Chagiz was the fiercest opponent. Rav Moshe Chagiz came from Eretz Yisrael, and now he came for parnasa reasons and so on and so forth, also to raise money. As a result, already he stayed in Italy very long, and he was a tremendous kenoi. And anything that just smelled of having a shaykhis, the Shabbos Aitzvi, he went out becher v'chanis, and not just his own letters, but he went and wrote letters to all the rabbonim, and one who was also instigated. But he was basically the one who really ignited all the sparks, the fierce sparks of Muhammad, not only against Ramchal, but against other great people, because he had suspected them. So Moshe Chagiz was one of the well-known, possibly the best-known, among the fiercest opponents to the Ramchal, Moshe Chagiz. He was the son of the Shal Tshuvas Halochis Ketanis, that is brought down many times in the Berhete, the Shari Tshuva. Mishnah Brura brings down the Halochis Ketanis, and Moshe Chagiz was the son of the Halochis Ketanis. So again, we're talking about early 1700s here. And also Rabboni Frankfurt, Rabbonim of Frankfurt, or Berlin, were all against the Ramchal. And also when he was young, because he was Bechlal young, but he was nifty just under the age of 40, he was 39 years old, Ramchal. Shodu Beinar Gilemo, especially, he already grew very great in his madregas at a very young age, so he said, being that he wasn't married yet, in other words, he claimed that he is so great in his Milas and his Hashem, he was Zoychit to such great revelation, he said, you're not even married. That was one thing that they held against him, that the fact that he's not married, that itself has to be a barrier and a mechitza, that he can't be as great as was claimed. And then later on, v'achakach, that problem could be remedied. You get married, right? So afterwards, kishisaro memenu tlunazu, when this complaint actually was removed, kelokach leilishu basa rava mekubal ulekayim reino David Pinchi, aves nemoir tzadik bekila kedoshim mantuvit, that was mantuvit in Italy. Oyemre mekinov. So the kinov would say a different thing now. Okay, he has a problem of not being married. But he has a different problem. He's a chutz loritz. And they find that the chutz meretzak doyshe yevshe sheyizke lahasogi gedoy lekamoyim mitzad hakedusha. That if in fact he does have some great hagvalig hasogis, it cannot be mitzad hakedusha, it has to come from the other side. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have the kedusha samokim, then you are able, mitzad hakedusha, to be able to reach these high madregas. But a chutz loritz, you can't have it. And maybe being that it was the chutz loritz, that it was also a tain against him, that you can't have it. And therefore, they said everything that he attained was simply, he says, mental acrobatics or intellectual stimulation, but not from any kedusha or divine inspiration. They would say the chomash shemara mekoyche v'charifusa lohoyal mekoyche chomosay v'charifusa. If anything, it's just his own creativity, just stam chokma, nothing to do with kedusha. And therefore, the govro divrei rivois al zeh, the machloikis actually became so strong. Acharav lutzato, he said choga mosnov. He basically packed his bags. You know, there was an epidemic in Abachim and his family. They were affected. It was a of sicknesses that was spread, and many, many even died at that time, and the Ramchal was among them. So it's interesting to point out here, let's take a look here, that Malas HaChocham HaSholem, he says, the great Chocham, HaChosid Rabbi Yehuda, Chai, Meluyado, Hashem Yerpo'eyu Rifu Shalem, Siperli, Nefloyes gedoylet marav amagid zatzal. Umiklolom, sheharav agoin hagol reb Yitzchak lamprunti, that's the Pachad Yitzchak that we mentioned before. The Pachad Yitzchak, this person, this Rabbi Yehuda, said that he heard from the Pachad Yitzchak, from Rabbi Yitzchak Lamprunti, Hoyoymer, Shebe'ein of Ro'ohu Oymed, he would see with his own eyes, he saw the Ramchal stand, the Koysev HaSoidis, he would write, let's say, on a sheet of paper, he would write down the Soidis HaTorah, Ukeheref Ayin Hoy Memale Dav Godel Bimachtobot. In a second, he completed the whole page, which means it was a Ksiv Alpines. We start to write, and the page filled immediately. According to this, this is how God says this from Yitzchak Lamprunti himself was no slouch, the clown, one of the greatest. And then he points out, and he says to him, basically, he said it was a particular time, holach shom lepada v'chocha mechod, nimishpachas koyhanim shibireinu. In other words, came to Padua, came his particular chokham. The chokham is known as Nehemiah Chenikra Akika Nehemiah Koyim. In other words, this Nehemiah was a person in disguise who posed as a great man who was able to fool a lot of great people. Later on, it turns out clearly that in fact that he converted to Islam. You can tell a person converted never could have been a really truly great man. So this person, this Nehemiah, he comes to Padua. That later in time, he in fact turned into a Yishmaeli, Bikish Leilach Imoi, and he wanted to go with him. So basically, he wanted Ramchal to associate with him. And the Talmidim of the Ramchal, Harav Agol, Rabbi Yankiv Chazak, he mentions the names of Moshe David Bali, Rabbi Solcheski, through this Rabbeinu. The Talmidim came to Ramchal and they said, Yesh Bechutz Kan, Achochem Pleini. There's somebody here to see you, this is Nehemiah. This Chogam Pleni is here to see you. Oireach, Shiroi, Tzelishul, Bishloim, Oivelele, Chomonu. V'hu nenach hazeh. Without seeing him, just hearing the name, he groaned. V'heishuv lehem, Chaz v'sholem, al yovo. Let him not come here. The kvar ein oi tikval v'nishmosa. There's no hope for his neshama. V'oz kisheheishiv dvor medel. At that time, Ramchal said this man had a cheskes kashis. People believed he was a great Chogam. No one knew, nobody had an inkling that there was something rotten within the pneumis of this person. This chokham was still becheskes kashrus b'ikna hakoyel v'yiloy metoyle. So v'yisenu harabim achar zman nizgale cherposoy b'kohol ki hirish espiu. We saw that how he ruined, right? We saw that his behavior would turn out to be, as a matter of fact, concerning this particular person. V'zeh rom zoy gamkin is written the remiza gam harab pachad yitzchak erech dogim. In the entry, in the encyclopedia pachad yitzchak, under the entry dalet, and you go to the where he deals with dogim, fish. So there's a certain issue about the shiloh, about a particular fish. And there's maramas about this particular chokham who came, who turned out to be, matter of fact, the manuvel. And this is what he's mentioning, this was this particular person, which is marumas, also in the Pachad Yitzchak. And Ramchal already was margish, before anybody even knew, had havim in it, that this man really was up to no good. So this is what he's pointing out. And so on, ke'elo ke'elo nifloyes rabbi sipril mipi magidu emes, yishvokesh l'rav ha-magid. All right, so this is just another notch, just a little bit, to have an asog, a little bit of Ramchal. We go back to Ramchal itself, into the Hagdoma, where we're up to. And we're up to, I don't know, there's so many different editions here, we have to figure out the system exactly, so I can tell you where, which way, which paragraph to use. There's different, literally, there are so many editions, as you can see. We're up to V'ulam toldois haminog hazeh ro'ois ma'oi. That's what we're up to, and you'll probably find it if you hear more words. Unless you remember from last time. The Ramchal was bemoaning the fact that is important, of highly importance, and great importance, in terms of Shleimus Avodah, to be able to have to study. There's a chiv, if you want to amount to any Madrega in Avodah Hashem, this deserves study. This deserves attention. You have to study what means Yiras Hashem, you have to study what means Ahavas Hashem, and he also mentioned before Dveikas Hashem, and Shar Chelke Chassidus, and all other areas of piety. And the reason he said that people don't study it is not because they don't think it's important, because remember, the Ramchal said, try to ask people, Yishumayim not important? Of course it's important. Zahavas Hashem important? Of course it's important. But do you think it's bullshit? Ahavas Hashem, you have to love Hashem. So we know what we have to do. So that's all it is. So they feel, being that it's such a bullshit situation, there's no need to study it. As a matter of fact, he says, the smarter the people is, the chokham, the more intellectual capacity that the person has, he's going to utilize it for learning something that appears to be of higher intellect. But the study of Avodas Hashem seems to be something which is below one's standard of Chochmah, and therefore it's usually reserved to people who are not matzliach in emetik Chochmah, which they call emetik Chochmah, the things that really need mental acuity and a high level of intelligence. Musa, supposedly anybody can learn Musa. So as a result, whenever you see someone who is Isaac and someone who reaches a Madrega of Chassidus, you say, probably he's not too smart, there's a battle. If he had been smart, he wouldn't have put in all in Koiches in the study of Avodas Hashem. He utilizes Chochmah, because that's a question. Maybe in the Sivis, the other things. And therefore, he says, come now, the Ramachal, and continue. V'ulam, as a result, that people don't recognize the need to study Avodas Hashem, they don't understand that Adrab, if you are a great Chocham, you should utilize your Chochmah to delve deeper into the study of Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. V'ulam, he says, told us, Haminu Gazeh, Ro'is Moid, he says, the result of this attitude, he says, is very bad, equally, l'chachomim u'l'bilti chachomim. It's very bad both for those who have chokhmah and for those who do not possess chokhmah. Ki goyrim, because this causes, sh'me'ele u'me'ele yechse ha'chasidus hu'emiti. The truth is, what will turn out is, that from both camps, aside from those who have chokhmah, and also those who don't have chokhmah, both will end up to be deficient in emesdige chassidus, in emesdige piety, v'yeyokor ma'oid, and it'll be very difficult to find someone who is a true chassid, a true Eved Hashem, will be very difficult to find. Why? As he points out, because if you are among the chachomim, who bemis are very smart, the reason you're not going to have chassidus, he says, l'miyuti yunamboy, because being you're so smart, you're not going to use your chachomim to study Musa. You use your chokhmah for better things, but you believe it to be better things. So being, due to the fact that you're such a chokham, you're not going to push it, not going to study it. If you're not going to study it, says Ramchal, you're not going to get it. That's what he means, l'miyut iyunamboy. And v'yechsa min bilti ha-chokhamim, and on the other hand, those who are not chokhamim, they're also going to be deficient for a different reason. Taka, because they're not chokhamim, so they are not able to grasp it without serious study. L'miyut ha-sugosa, my son. So it comes out, it comes to a point where public belief is, if you ask someone, who's your Shemayim, do you think the more tilim that he says, or the more viduim that he does, or he says, or the more tvilis, he says, in snow, which was customary by many people, right, or to roll in the ice, they think that is the Avodas Hashem. That's something that a tachas, if anything, it could be just a medium. But as he points out, that's a big mistake. People think Shachasidus Toloi, that piety b'emes is dependent by miris mizmorim harbe viduim aruchim oid, and basically long confessions, tzoyim is koshim, difficult fast, utvilo is kerech v'shelek, kulam dvorim, all type of things. Asha'ein aseichel noch behem. These are things that basically which is not compatible with the seichel. V'nadash sheketo. There's nothing which doesn't involve any intellect. However, v'chassidus hu amiti, but in fact, the true chassidus, hanir tov v'hanechmot, the true chassidus, that which we desire, right, and that which is appropriate, is rochoik mitziyu sechleinu. The emes is, it is something that eludes our understanding, because we are not connected to it. We're not connected to it. The klal is, he says, kizedo reposhet, there is a rule. There's a common principle. There's an established principle which reads as follows. That milsed lo yiramye alei de enish lav adate. That something which does not occupy a place in a person's mind is really no concern to him. This is used, by the way, in halacha also. For example, the halacha is if you take a milchige spoon and you dip it into a fleishige pot, so technically you need shishim 60 times the amount against the size of the spoon that you dipped in. In other words, if you dipped in more spoon, so the bitl has to be against more spoon. If you dipped in less spoon, the halacha says then the bitl is against less spoon. How are you to remember exactly how far the spoon you put in? The halacha says you don't. And also, therefore, you have to have 60 times against the entire spoon come out till the end. Why? Because you don't remember. Why don't you remember? Because at the time you dipped the spoon, you thought it was a fleshy spoon. You didn't know it was a milky spoon. So being then when you dipped in the spoon, you didn't realize there's going to be a shaila, so you don't pay attention. The klal is milsed loy ramya alei de enish, something which really is not on the person's mind because at the time it's not negated to him, so therefore he doesn't pay attention to it. So Ramchal says that's the same thing as with the areas of Yerushalayim as well. These are things which don't occupy your mind. This is not something that you feel is, there's a void, there's something that's lacking that you need to study, they have to work at. And then he says, V'yafal pi shekvar kivuim b'leiv kol ho'odom ha'yoshor has'choloysov v'yesedoysov. And even though the beginnings and the foundations of piety are basically already in the, born, into inbred in the heart of every Emes Digger person, but im lo yasek behem, but if you don't actually study and work at it, and basically if you're not oisek with it, betoil, if you're not involved with it, yiret protov lo yakirem, you will see many of the details and not even recognize it, yavra aleim lo yargish bam. You'll pass over them without even being aware. By the way, Rav Aaron used to say, when Ramchal says that the Hascholos and the Yesoidus of Avodas Hashem is Kvua Belev Kol Odom Yosher, that's already a madrega to be an Odom Yosher. Rav Aaron used to say, Halavai, we should be an Odom Yosher. So Ramchal is talking with Fidoiroi. We unfortunately are not even up to there. Ramchal is denouncing even the quote, the Odom Yosher. The Odom Yosher may have the Hascholos and the Yesoidus of what we're talking about, but nevertheless, he's far from reaching any pinnacle because he's not working at it. But we, Rav Aaron writes in Mishnah, Rav Aaron says, we're not even at that madrig at all. So not even the Hascholos and not even the Yesoidus, he says, all of Avodas Hashem are really with us. Just an interesting thing, as we pointed out many times, that Ramchal says here, there's no extra word here. He says that if a person is not Oisik, he's actively involved with Inyonin of Avodas Hashem, he says the Loshin, Yire Protov, you're able to see details and not recognize, and then he says, Yavar Aleim, you'll pass over them, and you won't be margish. To say, from the Mefarshim and Ramchal used to point out, for example, Yire Proto Veloyakirein. What that would mean is, let's say I'm looking for Reuven. Imagine I'm looking for somebody called Reuven. The point is that I never saw him. If I never saw him, I don't know how he looks like, so I'm going to go in a big hall, where there's a lot of people, it's very shaykh that I will see him, but I will not recognize him. So I'll see him, and even though I see him, but I won't know it's Reuven. That's what shaykh also in Inyonim of Avodas Hashem, Yire Proto V'lo Yakire. You will see various details, but being that you're not involved with it, you will not even recognize that these Inyonim are vital, are important to your Avodas Hashem. I'm looking for Reuven. I may see Reuven, but I won't know I saw him because I don't recognize him. So you can see him. Try to find Reuven. You'll see him, and you still didn't find him because you don't recognize him. That means you're a protov. It's shy that you'll see details of what we're talking about, but you won't even recognize that these details are important. Then he says the next thing. Yavar aleim, he says, yavar aleim, or you'll pass over v'lo yargish. That would be referring to a situation. Let's say I'm looking for Reuven. And then it says, I know Reuven. However, I'm looking in a hall that has 400 people. So Reuven, I know Reuven. But he's not alone. He's somewhere in a place where you have 400 people. And I'm looking quickly. If you're looking quickly, you may actually have seen him, but not noticed it. Not because you don't recognize Reuven. You know Reuven. But being that you're not looking the Eun, the Shayat that you're going to push it, pass over it. That means also Yavar Aleim Lo Yargish Bom. That even the situations that you in Seichel you know about, but being that it's not on your mind, may all these things are going to be overlooked. All these important factors. So therefore, the Ramchal goes on. Therefore, these things should not be overlooked, but these things should really be actively part of your life. As he's good. This is all the Hagdomah of what we're going to talk about. All the various details and Avodas Hashem as we're going to build up. So this is again as he's bemoaning the fact that Chachamim are not on the same path of understanding that the truth is that Chachma should be used also in the area of Avodas Hashem. And he continues on further. And he says further. He says, Re'ei, I want you to know, Ki'ein divra ha-chasidus v'inyone ha-yiro v'ahava v'tahara salev dvorim mitubohim b'odom. I want you to know that Yerushalayim and Ahava and the purity of heart are not things that are natural. A human being is born on this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed him with natural traits. A human being is born, he has natural desires. Spirituality is not something that a person has b'teva, that he has b'teva. Inyona ha'yiro, yiras Hashem, ahavas Hashem, taharas alei, these are not vorm tuboim biyodom. They're not things which are teva, actually starchu and tsoim l'knoisom. That you'll say to yourself that it's not important to acquire it. You'll say to yourself, eliyim tsuoisom b'nei yodom b'atzimom. You're going to assume that these things are going to come naturally. Ahavas will come naturally. Yira will come naturally. Kemoishi yimtu, because we're going to draw an analogy, in the same way that we find kol tenu oiseim hativyos, in the same way that we find all our natural behaviors. For example, kasheno, sleeping is natural. Yekitza, you wake up in the morning. Horo, hunger, basova, being satisfied. So in the same way we have all of these natural instincts, so you may say to yourself that this is also natural. Ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. And as he goes on further, and all the other natural instincts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically has implanted in our teva, Yisishmayim, Ahavas Hashem, Tahar Saliv is not like that. Elevadai, Shitzrichim Heim, these inyonim of Avodis Hashem need la'emtsoyim ul'tachbulois liknois oisom. But basically you need methods and various devices in order to acquire. And you have to realize, even when you're working at it, says Ramchal, but out of left field, obstacles will be thrown in your path. So these things, if the world is not lacking, all of these obstacles that can sometimes basically cause you to fall back. So sometimes you make a few steps ahead, but at the same time you fall back. As he points out, v'lo yibotzru gamkein, there'll be no small amount of mafsidim lohen. Items that will cause damage, items that basically factors that will cause shiyarchiku min odom, that will cause a person to be distanced. But at the same time, the good news is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will give us many elements to counter these factors. V'yachsru drochim laharchik memafsidei. We can also counter all of these hafsedim. So in Cain, so after all is said and done, says Ramchal Eifoy, how is it possible? How is it possible that a person should not feel necessary to spend a great deal of time in order to study what we're going to study, the Mesilas Yeshorim, for example, to know all of these truths and also to know the ways of how to acquire these truths? If you're not going to study them, how and from where will this wisdom come into your heart if you're not going to seek it? So Amela says to Ramchal, just for a moment, I want you to look at the other side of the sheet. If you can see you can imagine when he's writing this, you can see the pain, how much he's pained. This is the Hagdama, how he repeats in so many different ways, trying to appeal to our seichel and to our emotions, the importance of studying Avodas Hashem in order to be able to gain a shleimus in Avodas Hashem. You know, the Ramchal wrote a lot, far from just the Mesilas Yesharim. You know, the Derech Hashem, which is famous, and you know, the Das Tevunes, which is famous. There's also what it's called Mamar HaVikuach, which is the Mamar HaVikuach, which in this Mamar HaVikuach, you will see how the Ramchal makes a whole Cheshim and shows the minority, the mute should be mute, who really, without his Siris, understand by themselves the importance of having Avodas Hashem be a career in study, being a career that you have to dedicate yourself. It's not something, just because you were brought up, you have to be a Shemayim, doesn't mean you're going to be a Shemayim in the real sense of the word. And therefore, if you take a look, if you see, this is the expression that he writes here in the Mamar HaVikuach that we have over here. Look what he writes here. He writes, Haloi Tire, I want you to observe, this is on the other side of the sheet we have on top. Ramchal writes, Haloi Tire, first of all, look at this opinion of people, Bechlau. Right, he says, right people in the world, he says, aren't terribly intellectual, Bechlau. That's for starters, he says. Right, v'anoshim ashebo'elom heim evilim v'chasorei hamado. The miut, he says. And the miut, anshe ha-seichel v'chochme b'teva, right? The miut, you have anshe ha-seichel v'chochme b'teva, he says. So you have mute people who are anche seichel. This is a mute. Now, he says, but the people who already have seichel, what do they use their seichel for? The miut. First of all, he's talking about the miut. The miut that have seichel. And between those, the miut that we said, that basically have seichel the teva, most of them are not using the seichel to learn and to study. Koshim b'prishis is certainly not in abstinence. In avodas Hashem, that's not what they use their chokhmah for. Elish osku b'schayra, they use it for business. Will be shara hamalachis or for other types of crafts. Or maybe he says poshit shebachulam yeshivas akronas abatola. They sit in the corner, sit in the bars, and they shmooze away all day. That's what they do. Now, but you have of the miut bala seichel, you have a miut who want to use their seichel. So now, v'hamiut hein shebikshu hayidiyas v'alamudit. So of the miut bala seichel, there is a miut of them, right? Because bala seichel b'chol are miut. A miut of them are those who dedicate themselves for yidiyas and lamudit. And he goes now further. U'bein toiv sehachoch misatzimam. Now those who have the fortitude to use the seichel for chokhma, most of them, he says, are not going to do it b'yidiyah. In other words, they're not going to toil. Even if I have enough seichel to use my chokhma, he says, to gain chokhma, but to what degree am I going to do it? Am I going to put in really yigiyah? Am I going to toil? Am I going to work at it? Haroiv hei mashulo, you go, atzimom, he says, they're not going to be miyageyam. Umisham no moirozo, he says, they're not going to become any thinner from the fat. In other words, they're not going to lose any weight, he says, not from the yigiyah. Betoikiv hachakiro v'hachazokiv v'ho'iyuns. Right, by doing great investigations. V'ho'otzum, right? Strong in-depth investigations of the Loredes, he says, to go down on Kamal Dvorim. Elisavu, most people are happy to learn things on the surface. Why? Because people know that wisdom is important. But you know why? So they make a contribution when you sit in a group of people. I'm going to be able to make a contribution to the conversation. So for that, I don't have to study hours and be miyagei myself. As long as I will be able to garner enough information, right? So I can also be able to make a contribution. That's good enough, he says. That's what he says. The idea is they're happy b'shitchis advarim l'shiyuchlu l'daber b'toychu asifes u'makelus anachbodim. By singing among kosher people, they can also throw at something. They also know something. V'yistarchu l'hachrish kevilim. They don't have to stand there, right, and keep quiet as like a nar. V'hamiyutem. And now there's a minority of them themselves. Shemarbim b'yeshiva, who really sit, really means with serious study. L'varer u'l'labim dover li'yus min hayoidim b'poyov le'b shem. Means who really know. Some people have a shem that they know. They really don't know anything. But they make it look like they know something. But really, to know b'poyov, emetik tzavisim, so of bala seichel are a miut. Right? And right bala seichel, b'chal don't use the seichel. The miut bala seichel use the seichel, as he says, they will use it for schayre. And even if they use it for chokhmah, it's only b'shitchiyas, he says. It's just on the surface. And then he says, and what about those who take use it for serious study? But what area, what topic are they studying? Right, now we're talking about the best of the people. We're actually utilizing the chokhmah for study. And even those who really sit and put in the time. Most of those who are already, we're talking about now, but we already gleaned, right? We're talking about people who are serious studiers. So people who study seriously, most of them, says Ramchal. Most people don't devote time and effort and koyach in order to be able to gain shleimus and avodas Hashem. How can I do avodas Hashem to a better degree to make a nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's not what they use it for, he says. But rather because they love chokhmah, and they find a tam. The more that they are miyageya, they find more tam. So they're no different than people, basically, he says, who like to eat, as he said, because they have a tam in eating. Some people, poshet, have a great tam, and they have a tremendous satisfaction. Poshet out of chokhmah, out of studying, gaining chokhmah, solving problems, he says. So kasher yimtza ish b'macholim ha'arevim ha'masukim ha'matamim ha'ne'imim. Ah, he says. However, he says, to find people, people who will understand to set aside time, to establish time, in order to study, to know what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm commanded, lodas, to know what the Rebbe wants from me, Hinei hei ma'at min amat. That's already a ma'at min amat. Okay, therefore, these people, you'll see all these people who do a lot of studying, even in Chokhmah, he says, chidlu mederech afishis. You don't find any abstinence in their lives. Because being that the road that brought them to Chokhmah is not the fact that they want to know Avodas Hashem, ela hatam shebechokhmah. It's the tam, it's the pleasure that they get out of the Chokhmah. Precious is the hepach of pleasure. So certainly this is not going to bring them to precious. The only reason they're utilizing the Chokhmah for this study, for these studies that they're studying, because they had pleasure in the Chokhmah. Precious is the opposite. It's not going to work. Then comes the last paragraph here, right, the next one immediately. Alal hachasidim, elav boim. It's the chasidim, the pious, they are the ones who study directly in Yonam Avodas Hashem. Shekivin shatachlis b'chol amasim, royu shiyir rak hanirtzim emenu yizborach, means the tachlis of everything is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu really derives pleasure and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Al kinzeh tzorch shivukish, so that's something you have to seek out. You have to figure out the best way to do that, to do the rotzon Hashem. B'chol ha'yishtados ad shiyimtzo. And he says, "V'loyitnu menoyach l'nafshom," and they will not rest atchimtu until they find it. This point that Ramchal. So again, you see all the what he says. Sort of now looks like a little bit bekitzer what we just saw in the Hagdom and the Mesil Sishorim. This again, he repeats it over and over again. That there are very, very few people who really devote themselves to put in time and effort in order to study Avodas Hashem, to study how they're able to better their lives, to become a better servant of the Rabbeinu Shloim, to understand what Ahavas Hashem is, to understand what Yiras Hashem is. To understand what Dveikas B'Hashem is. And I have to tell you, it's interesting, is one of the letters of the Ramchal that we have here, just to show you, just give me a few lines of it. You see right away, he talks about B'nai Toiv and B'nai Yeshiva. Look what he writes about them. Just a little bit of a personal glimpse, where he really gives you his opinion. You see here in the number two that we have. Ramchal writes in Ageris. He writes, V'hatvuno Sora, this is in the middle of a letter. V'hatvuno Sora M'bnei Odom, he says, the understanding has left, he said, has left the minds of people. But chas aleim hu afelo, they are never covered with darkness. V'chasheche gidoylo. Ki achre bitzom libom hoylech. Their money goes, their heart follows, he says, for material wealth. Betza, you know, money, material goods. Hine, look what he says. V'ashkenazim shleimin. V'chein rabim tilu lakei boch Hashem. They have a lot of el chayidin. Of course, that Ashkenazim, people of Germany. Ki befrankfurt levado, look what he says. This time, going to the early 1700s. Kibbe Frankfurt Levado, he says, Yiubo, Kishloish, Meyes, Tamida, Chachom, B'nai Yeshiva. Veleib Rochov, Lehem, Lehoven, Lehaskil. And the MSC says, they learn Torah with the Leib Rochov. They have great understanding in Torah. But look what he says about them. Interesting thing. Look what he says about them. You say it's Gavaldi. He says in Frankfurt, he says, you have 300 Tamida, Chachom, B'nai Yeshiva. Vehinehem, Mevalim, Yomeyem, Bepilpuleim, Hamadhilim. They waste their time, he says, with Narishkeit. Look what he says. Bereya chasidus ein bohem. It's failed avodas Hashem. It's an amazing thing. You can have Talmidei Chachomim, you can have people learning Torah, but they had no shaychus. He says, the chasidus, he says, even a reyach of chasidus. He says, and he goes further. And says, Vim yesh b'chol medinas Ashkenaz ashovar tibon. He says, I traveled throughout medinas Ashkenaz. U'b'chol medinas Hollando, Holland. As you know, he was in Amsterdam, printed his farm in Amsterdam, he lived in Amsterdam. Ashani yoshu b'kirbo. There are Anoshim Charedim al Dvar Hashem. Yes, he agrees. There are Elochidim there. Mevakshim, he says, Lodas, Liyiras Hashem, Ulahavo Isoi, Ulus Chasid Imkoinom. You'll find Yidin who are truly Yirashemayim, Vadai Nar Yichtadem. You can have a child, can write it up. In other words, there's so few. As those who are emitting Yirashemayim, right, and who have a Havas Hashem, he says, you can have, he says, nothing. There's nothing to write about. Nothing to write home about, he says. Italia? What about Italy? He's writing a letter to someone who's from there. He says, you know even better than me. He said, well, the matzav is there. Well, the ace kozois a maskil doyresh esolikim. We're living in a time, maskil means you're a chokham. But the chokham is not using his chokhmah to search for the Rabbeinu Shloim. Kim toyu bavoyu v'choshech shilitim heim of the ear. Vafilat peirusha dekro. And even poshet pshad in the posik. Mo Hashem melekecho shoyon mimoch. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from you? What does the Pasuk say? Kim liyiro, lo yavinu, lo yaskilu. They don't understand it, and they don't have any idea. Look in the Zohar, Reb Shimon Yochai cries already about that. Vayloin lebnei alme, woe unto the people of the world. The inun stima libo atima aine. Their eyes are closed, the hearts are fashed up, the eyes are fashed up. And this is what Ramchal actually is talking about. I just want to tell you something, because among the things that Ramchal mentioned that you have to study, he spoke about in the previous paragraphs, he spoke about Yiras Hashem, he mentioned the Havas Hashem, he mentioned about Vekas Hashem. It's Kedai, just because when you talk about Vekas Hashem, yes, some Vekas Hashem. Well, a person should feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovka boy. How would you define it, Vekas Hashem? In other words, practically speaking, you think about a person who's a Dovik Hashem, and the Torah says, Dovka boy. So this is a mitzvah. Al-Kapon, this is something we have to strive for. What is the definition of a person? How should a person act in order to qualify as a Dovud Bashem? So, you know, Ramchal was an Achri. You're talking about the 1700s. Let's take a look, and this is really, as I say, these are incredible words. If you haven't heard it, it's kedai to hear it right now. Look a few lines of the Ramban, because these are truly amazing words. Ramban is in Parshas Ekev. On the words of Ladov Kaboy, after this Ramban, you'll know what Ramchal says, you have to study Vekas Hashem. It's not a poshut azar. Look what Ramban says. This is Be'emtza Dvorim, the Ramban. Ladov Kaboy. Hakavonet. You know what Ladov Kaboy means? You know what we're being asked to do? Lahazir, the poskei is coming to warn us. Shloyavoid Hashem v'zolosoi. Don't serve Hashem and something else. Elo Hashem levadoi. Yavoi. Beliboi. Ubemaso. You have to give Hashem your full, complete attention. Now, V'yitochen, he says, it is possible, Shetichol hadveika loymar, Shetia zoicher Hashem, right? In other words, you have Hashem on your mind, V'havosoi, tomid loy tifrat machshavtocho mimenu. Ramban says, when we say Shvisi Hashem l'negdi somid, says Ramban, it means literally a person's ahavas Hashem should never leave his mind. Belech lecho baderech. Ramban says, if you are a dovuk Hashem, it means when you're traveling. I don't care if you're traveling. Vishol b'chob kamecha. No matter what position you're in, lying down, standing up, traveling, he says, lo tiparet machshavtoi. Your machshavah should not be separated from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How far? Ad shiyu devarov im bnei yodom. When you speak even to people, look what Ramban says. When you speak even to people, the pivu belushoinoi, it's with your mouth and tongue, but the liboy ainoi moyen. Says hearts lick nish darten. Avulifne Hashem, he says. Lodov kaboy. And he says, mate, this is the friends of Madrege. Lodov kaboy means no Messiah das from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even when you speak to people, it's with your mouth and your heart, but the boy is always thinking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As a matter of fact, the Sefer Chassidus are full of this also. And they say that when Yaakov Avinu, as a matter of fact, Yaakov Avinu is speaking to Esav. So, Mamish like Ramban says, he speaks to Esav with his mouth and with his tongue, but his mind is where? His mind is he's being mispallowed to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Koy soymrim ladoini le'esav, so the Noam HaLamelech says, you put a comma. Koy soymri ladoini and le'esav. The Yaakov Avinu at the same time, the Esav is speaking with his mouth and with his tongue, but at the same time he's also talking, he's appealing to the Rabbi Mishlam. That was the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. That's what it says also, by Yvorach David, as we see there, Le'enu kol ha'koil. Right? It says, Vayoyim Adovid. It says, Vayoyim Adovid, Adovid basically blesses the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayoyim Adovid, Adovid is blessing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. La'ene kol ha'kol, Vayoyim Adovid. People think Aretna. La'ene kol ha'kol, Vayoyim Adovid. All he's doing is speaking. But that is, even when Dovid HaMelech is speaking, it's like Ramban says, you may be speaking, you may be talking, but that's the pivotal B'l'Shoinoi. But your mind is where? Your mind is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's Vayivarach David. David is always busy. He's being Mavarach Hashem. La'enei kol ha'kol, Vayoymer David. In the eyes of the people, it appears that David is stamp talking. Not stamp talking. He's talking to people with a shoiner. But the emphasis is it's Vayivarach David. So the Melech truly is being Mavarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ladov Kaboy is. That's not a simple exercise at all. But you have a little idea. Once you have a definition of what Ladov Kaboy means, what Ramchal says that this is a serious study, it's a study to be Zoyfet, to come to reach this Madrega of the Inyan, of a Ladov Kaboy. So we go to this one more paragraph, Rabbi Yisrael, let's do over here. You know, we have to get past this Hagdama already. So the next paragraph now. The Kivim Shekvar, he says, Hisalmes Eitzel Kol Chochom. He says, since it has now become evident by every wise person, Tzairach Temimus Avoideh, once we come to the understanding how important it is to me, Mitzvah, because this is the key. It's not enough to say, I'm putting on film. It's not enough to say, I'm giving tzedakah. We need to me, Mitzvah. We need the perfection in Avodah Hashem. and also to understand the necessity of the purity, the tahara, and the cleanliness of the avodah. And by the way, as the Mefarshim on the Ramchal point out, when he says over here the necessity of taharos of the nikiyoino, tahara is a higher level than nikiyas. You see in the Ramchal, as the chapters go along, you have nikiyas is first. So when Ramchal says the chiv of tahara and nikiyas, he means, Mefarshim on the Ramchal say, the chiv of tahara and avada and koshkin, right? And koshkin nikiyas, because nikiyas is a step before. Tahara is already a higher, is the next madrega. So once you understand that to be an Oved Hashem, it has to be done out of cleanliness, it has to be done out of purity. Shizulas Eila Einanirtzes Vadai Klau. That you don't have Nikias. If your Oved is not done with cleanliness, meaning it should be also cleanliness in this sense means to say is, it should be Beli Averis. That's what it means. Because if a person is Molei Averis, so there is a lot lacking in his Oved Hashem. It's an Oved Hashem that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't derive pleasure from that. I just want to read you what Reb Chaska Levinstein, I'm just stopping right here for a second. Reb Chaska Levinstein writes, what down Sefer Oye Chesko. He writes down and he says, every time he says, I read this from Ramchal, he says, Chaptak Sitte, because Ramchal says, if your avoid is not with Nikias, many people say it's a Shvach or avoid is one thing. He says, it's not acceptable. So look what he says, Shizulas Eile Eine Nirses Vadeklau. He says, in Mamish Moirig, he develops a tremble. He develops this as Amor de Gepacha. He says, the Loshen, he says, the word of Ramchal, Chayovim hem likroya kolei. So the word of Ramchal is that should tear every Jewish heart. The chol avoide, she'eino t'mima, Ramban talks about t'mimis avoide. Ramchal talks about t'mimis avoide. He talks about the purity of avoide. He says, eino ritzui klal if nakodish brochu, elo lehefech. Look what Ramban's Loshen is. Elo nimeses umisoyeves. Ramban says an avoda which is not done out of nikiyas, an avoda which is not done with tamimis, is something which is repulsive and is despised. Then you'll tell me it's not such a kosher avoda, but the Ramchal says that the opposite, it causes nimrus, it causes teyevo. Says Chask Levinstein, he says kol ikar choy v'seinu b'lameinu. I'm reading him now. He says azavnu lehergel, we left it all to regilis. He says. And to mitzvah sanoshu mulamodo, as Ramchal himself again will say, is merely doing it out of habit, out of rote. And here Ramchal comes again to motivate us. He says, "Ki kol avovah," you have to realize Kodesh Baruch Hu sees what's in our hearts. "Ki kol avovah," Doyrus Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu searches every heart. He knows what's in your mind. "Kol yetzer machshav is humevin." So, man, nana b'yom techecho. What will we answer when it comes to yom techecho? When it comes to yom adin? Im hisrashalnu min ho'iyun azeh. He says, if we were lax in the study of Avodas Hashem, he says, Mo Hashem Elokeinu Shoy Lemonu. He says that this is V'Yenachnu Dover Shu Kol Kach Mutal Aleinu Shu Iker Mo Hashem Elokeinu Shoy Lemonu. And we left and we put it aside something which is so essential, which is so important. And what are we going to answer when it comes to the Yom Adin? He says, instead, what are we using our time for? Again, he's talking about the best of circumstances. Hayitochen, is it possible Shiyiga V'Yamul Sichleinu, that we should spend our time, right, using our minds and our seichel, bechakiris ashenloim nischayavnu bom. We'll explain that sense. We are using our mind in speculations which were not mechuyev. Bepilpulim asheloi yetzelon ushim primehem, and fruitless debates, fruitless pilpulim. He says, v'dinim asher enim shaychem lonu, and we're studying dinim basically which is not nogeya to us. And instead we are abandoning that which is important, umashe chayovim onu. And that which is a great chiyev, he says, leboireinu choy barabo, the great chiyev. Nazreu, and that we should leave, that we should abandon. Lehergil, in other words, we leave it simply out of habit, out of rote. Lanecheu mitzvah anoshim olamoda. Because again, realize, we're talking about Elohi Eden here. We're talking about Eden who basically are shem v'tayu mitzvahs. But Ramchal says, you're going to have to answer to your madin. Because this is merely, he says, out of hergel. This is out of mitzvah sanashu mulamodo. You have to study avodas Hashem. You have to work at your avodas Hashem. You have to be aware when you are doing a mitzvah. And memela, the whole idea of being a true avod Hashem is something, as you pointed out, is something which does not come naturally. But something that, in fact, that we have to work at. For pushing the definitions, when Ramchal says over here that we are using our seichel and chakiras, that we are not mechuyev. So the Mefarshim Ramchal is also one of the Mefarshim called Yosher Mesila. He points out that, and also others also make the same idea. Pesach Hassan has discussed it as well. That the truth is, Chakiris is usually referred to Yesoidus Lamuna. Where a person is chayker, basically he's delving into philosophy, into the foundations of Amunah. The shita of Ramchal is, and there's difference of opinion, but this is how they take the meaning of Ramchal. Ramchal says, chaykiris asheloin is chayav mubam. The chiv of Amunah b'Hashem does not have to come through philosophical proofs. In other words, there were those who are of the opinion that to be mekayim Amunah b'Hashem, right? In a real way, or in a meaningful way, is where a person comes to the understanding, right? Using his seichel, through the intellect, through basically going through all the fashid and yonim, and philosophically coming to the conclusion and becomes a man in Bashem. Ramchal says, the inyan of Emunah Bashem does not require any chakiris, he says, and none of that. He says, the idea is to go through what the koifrim say, and then to find reasons why to reject the koifrim, the alazachim. That's not archiv and Emunah. Because there are Rishonim, by the way, who go with that mahalot. But the shita of the Ramchal, because why? Where does that come from? There's a source for that. Those Rishonim take that approach to Emunah. That should be based on chakirah, right? And hoichachas, to come to that conclusion, because the Potik says, v'yodato hayoyim v'ashevoy salavecho. V'yodato hayoyim, there has to be a yediyah. What does yediyah mean? How do you know? You don't mean, because your seichel tells you this is right, right? How does your seichel tell you? Because, basically, you analyze various situations, and you come to the conclusion that the koyfrim are wrong, and this is the true emunah, this is the true belief. So that's one mahalik. The other is, I say, no, you have to have emunah pshute, which is basically works with Kabbalah Mavisenus, which means that we are makabel, like the Inyan Lekai Yobi, right? He was the God of my father, Maru Memenu. And that is basically what I am raising up. I am working on the Lekai Yobi, Lekai Avraham, Lekai Yitzchak, Lekai Yankov. That is how we have our emunah. And that appears, according to many Mefarshim, that is what Ramchal is saying here, right? When he talks about that you're wasting your time with chakiras, that you're not mechuyik. Because according to him, he says, leave emunah belev, on Kabbalah's avoysov midor, going all the way back to Mamad Har Sinai. As, by the way, the chinuch says, and Ramchal himself brings it in Derech Hashem, so we have a klal chazoke, a person is not meirish sheker lebonov. He has such a chazoke. And therefore, your father told you, his father told him, and so on and so forth, going all the way up to Mamad Har Sinai. So this is the Kabbalah, and this is the Messiah going from generation to generation. This is the Emunah. And that's what Ramchal is saying, not to waste the time, or to spend the time in delving into these situations. It's not necessary. I want to conclude here, by just the next 2 minutes, Mamish, just to conclude, and to point out here, regarding the situation that was mentioned, which Ramchal just says here again, because if we're not going to study it, then even though we're doing it, he says, but we're doing it only out of hergel, right? We're doing just out of regilus, just out of regilus. So I want to tell you, just to understand the danger of what Ramchal is referring to, doing something just out of regilus. I mean, how a serious situation this is. In Masechtas Tanis, Daf Tezvov, the Gemara tells us the Seder Tanis, you know, when there's a tzirus gishomim, when there's no rain. So, Mishnah Tanis tells us of a certain procedure. What did they do? So the Mishnah says, Ketzav, Seder Tanis, Ketzav, Moitzinis HaTeva, imagine today, you take the Oron Kodesh out onto the street. That itself has to move you. You can see that something very serious is happening. They take Moitzinis HaTeva, they take the Oron Kodesh, by the way, and the Sefer Torah was in it. It's not an empty Oron Kodesh. They move, and it says, you move the Teva, means you take the Oron Kodesh out onto the street. Rechoyva Shalir, not only that, V'noisten Efer Mikla Al Gaba Teva, then they take ashes. That's all enhances, I mean, the seriousness of the moment. The Matzav of Abelis, the sadness, the seriousness of the Zman. You go and you put ashes Al Gaba Teva, and you also put ashes Baroish Hanosi or Baroish HaBezin. So imagine, take ashes, you put it. I mean, this is a very dramatic scene. Ashes on top of the Oron Kodesh. First of all, Oron Kodesh on the street. When's the last time you did that? And then you take ashes, you put on the Oron Kodesh, and you put on the head of the Nosi, and you put on the head of the HaBezin. My time, says the Gemara, why? Why do you do that? Why do we take out the Sefer Torah? Or Marish Lakish, because the Pesuk says in Yeshaya, V'chol Tarosom Loitzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatev in the Tzar of Yidden. When Yidden have a Tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also mishtatev in the Tzar. So therefore, we take out the Oron Kodesh. Oron Kodesh represents the Torah. So if the Torah is the Tzar, the Torah, it moves. The Torah is evacuated. The Torah, in a certain sense, lost its home. This shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatev in our Tzar. B'chol Tarosom Tzar. And they're putting on the ashes, on the Oron Kodesh. Again, we are including, if you will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our pain. The ashes on the Oron Kodesh. Says Rav Zeir. Now this is what Rav Zeir says. Rav Zeir was privy to these practices, because in his day this was still done. Rav Zeir says, Rav Zeir, Meresh, in the beginning, I want to emphasize the word, in the beginning, when I would see the Rabbonon, the Yehovi Ever Mikla Al Gabe HaTeva, when I saw this for the first time in my life, how the Rabbonon, the Gedolei Yisrael, went and they took the ashes, putting the ashes on the Yoron Kodesh, depicting Kibiochel that the Shekhinah is crying with us. Mizdazeali Kule Gifoi, my whole body trembled. There's a sefer called Kol Tzafayich. So there's a sefer called Tzafayich, he says, what does Meresh mean? Rav Zeir is telling us Meresh, which means to say, in the beginning I tremble. What do you mean, the beginning I tremble? Who is Rav Zeir, Rabbi Yisai? You have an idea where Rav Zeir was? We have Rav Zeir, we learn him in the Gemara. Or Hashem, we learn Rav Zeir. Gemara tells him about Metziah, I have to tell you. Gemara says about Metziah, Dav Chot Pehei, Rav Zeir. Every 30 days, he used to check himself. He used to spot check himself to see if he's still on the Madrega and Ruchnius. Like people, you know, check their statements in the bank. He checked his own statement. He checked his spiritual statement. He wanted to see if he didn't fall from his Madrega. How do you think he tested himself every 30 days? Says the Gemara, case it also. But the Gemara says, Mishagurale, he heated up the oven. He went inside. And the fire did not burn him. Sadat Rav Zeir. He defied. Defied the laws of nature. The fire did not have any koich over him. And the Gemara says, once up his knees got burned. This Rav Zeir Raboisai, the Kodesh Vahatoir, who meroy tzar of Atzilus Gishomen, he trembles when he sees, when he saw the tzar of the Shekhinah, and when he saw the ashes on the Yom Kodesh. And that Rav Zeir was able to say, Meresh, the first time I saw it, second time I saw it, he didn't have the same reaction. It's already regilus, Rabbi said. That's what regilus means. A great man like Rav Zeir, and he was honest with himself to be able to say, Meresh, the beginning when I saw it. But the second time, the third time, was no longer the same thing. I'm just concluding, because again, equally, mamish moivit is fascinating. You can imagine, Bez Hashem, soon, Zeichet to Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and you're going to be coming in from all the gates, and the different shiurim that you have in the Mokem HaMikdash, the Pasuk in Yecheskel that tells us something. Pasuk in Yecheskel says Azoy, Perek Mevod. Bevoi Am Ho'oretz Lifnei Hashem B'mayadim. When the Yom Tovim came and the people came to visit the Beis HaMikdash. You know how they came in? I tell like this. Habo Derech Shar Tzofo in Lishtachvois. Whoever came in through the northern gate, Yotzo Derech Shar Negev. He came in through the southern gate. And Habo Derech Shar Negev. And whoever came in through the Shar Negev, he left from the Shah Tzofer. What do you see? You didn't leave, right? Through the same gate that you came in. Why not? It was good to come in. I mean, today you have exit, enter, right? You have these standards and signs. Maybe it came from there, that idea. Why do you have to have two separate gates? You came from Tzofer and you left Negev. You came Negev, so it means that both were shy to come in to go out. It's not like one was only coming in, one going. You had a prayer. But if you came into this one, Behechor, you had to leave the other one. And if you came in from the other one, then you had to leave. So each gate really was able to be used for Knesset and Yitzhak, depending where, if you came in from there, you left here. Why? Says Rabbi Yankiv Emden. Rabbi Yankiv Emden says it in his Pirush HaMishnayis, to Ovis, Sechtes Ovis. You know what he says? Why don't you come in the same gate and go out the same gate? Ki hikpid Hashem Yizborach, shlo yira hashar shtei pomen. Don't see that same gate twice. Why? Pen yishva be'enov lishar beisoi, tekiras ha-beis ha-migdosh likireso. You are going to equate this gate to the gates of your own house. It's going to be equal to you, to the Shah of the Bayis. It will become too common. Yaakov Emden says, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, it should never be too common. There should always be a chachis. There should always be a renewal. And if you came into the northern gate, don't see that same gate again. Leave the other gate. And if you came to the Shah Negev, Yaakov Emden, this is how he touches it off. This is not only Rabbi Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly in the Avodah Hashem itself. Come to the Beis HaMikdash is just one aspect. But doing the mitzvahs, which is the actual Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what the Ramchal is worried about. And that's what the Novi talks about, mitzvahs anoshim ulamodoy, and that's the tachos of the study. To be ma'oiras, to be able to do the mitzvahs with the ischachis, with the freshness, with the renewal, and in that way, we will achieve a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.